Welcome to today's episode, where we'll dive deep into the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, exploring the latest urgent warnings from CISA on vulnerabilities in major software, actions taken by Ivanti and Microsoft to combat sophisticated cyber threats, the growing scrutiny on Telegram security practices, and crucial Ubuntu updates aimed at safeguarding Linux systems. CISA recently issued urgent warnings about critical security vulnerabilities in Oracle WebLogic Server and Mitel MicroLab products, which are being actively exploited. These vulnerabilities are now part of CISA's Known Exploited Vulnerabilities (HEV) catalog, highlighting the need for immediate organizational action to strengthen defenses. To further enhance cybersecurity across critical infrastructure sectors, CISA introduced new IT sector-specific goals. These goals provide foundational guidelines for developers, stressing the integration of robust cybersecurity measures throughout the software and product development process. With the rise in cyber threats, CISA emphasizes the importance of cybersecurity education for all age groups, from young students to seniors. The agency also underscores the critical role of corporate boards in managing cyber risks to protect their organizations. Recently, CISA confirmed a cyber attack linked to China targeting the U.S. Treasury Department, which fortunately did not affect other federal agencies. This follows an incident involving the Beyond Trust platform, and CISA assures there is no broader federal breach, with investigations still proceeding. New advisories addressing critical vulnerabilities in ABB and NEDAP products have also been released as part of CISA's continuous efforts to secure the nation's critical infrastructure. Amid growing cybersecurity challenges, CISA remains focused on key initiatives such as the KVEV Catalog, Cybersecurity Performance Goals, CPGs, and the President's National Infrastructure Advisory Council, all aimed at strengthening the nation's digital defenses. Ivanti is currently dealing with serious cybersecurity vulnerabilities affecting their Connect Secure, Policy Secure, and Neurons for ZTA Gateway products. These issues involve a critical remote code execution vulnerability that is being actively exploited, resulting from a buffer overflow problem. Threat groups, possibly linked to Chinese hackers, have used this flaw to execute sophisticated attacks, installing malware on corporate networks by bypassing security alerts. Ivanti has responded quickly by releasing critical security updates and issuing patch recommendations and advisories, urging organizations to upgrade their systems to prevent breaches. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has recognized the severity of the situation by adding the vulnerability to its Known Exploited Vulnerabilities catalog. Cybersecurity firms like Mandiant and Google's threat analysis teams have highlighted the need for increased vigilance, noting active exploitation by Chinese-linked actors. Organizations using Ivanti's VPN appliances are strongly advised to apply the latest patches and consider additional security measures to protect their networks. This situation highlights the complex and urgent nature of managing enterprise cybersecurity against sophisticated threats. Ivanti's efforts to address and resolve these issues are vital for maintaining the security and trust of their customers. In recent developments, Microsoft is focusing on bolstering cybersecurity and AI safety. The company is taking legal action against cybercriminals who misuse AI technology to produce harmful content, reinforcing its commitment to AI safety measures. Privacy concerns have emerged around Microsoft's AI recall tool, particularly regarding data collection practices, leading to collaborative efforts with security risk advisors, now part of the Microsoft Intelligent Security Association, to enhance cyber defense. Microsoft has unveiled a critical vulnerability in Windows 11, where attackers could bypass BitLocker encryption by extracting keys from RAM. New research highlights Windows Defender's role in detecting Chrome extensions, pointing to its strengthened capabilities. Additionally, Microsoft has opened a position in Canada for an AI penetration tester to secure AI systems. The company is also intensifying legal actions against unauthorized use of AI, especially involving Azure OpenAI credentials. To secure digital infrastructure, Microsoft has published guides on using Azure API management and boosting Azure logging to detect complex threats like Bloodhound and SharpHound. This is part of a broader strategy to address a spike in SaaS-related cyber threats seen in 2024. Thomas Rochia from Microsoft has emphasized the value of integrating proprietary and open source tools in cyber threat research to strengthen cybersecurity measures. Security alarms have been raised due to phishing scams targeting Microsoft Teams users and fake PC exploit attacks using patched vulnerabilities. Security Risk Advisor's recent membership in the Microsoft Intelligent Security Association aims to counter these evolving threats. In this active cyber threat landscape, Microsoft's Secure Future Initiative and Patch Tuesday developments underscore the company's commitment to advancing cybersecurity protocols into 2025 and beyond. Telegram, a popular messaging app, is facing increased scrutiny due to a rise in security concerns. To address the issue, Telegram has boosted its collaboration with U.S. authorities and increased transparency with more detailed reports. The app's robust encryption and privacy features are being closely examined, highlighting both strengths and potential weaknesses. In response to cyber threats, Telegram has implemented stricter security measures and is committed to privacy and data security. Russian cybersecurity experts warn of growing cyber criminal activity, including the use of malicious QR codes and malware posing as Telegram Premium on Android, infiltrating Russian app stores to steal data and control devices. There have also been vulnerabilities found in specific Telegram versions, potentially allowing attackers to execute arbitrary code. Users are advised to be cautious of phishing attempts and suspicious links. The app has introduced self-destructing messages to enhance user data protection, yet risks from malicious channels and scammers remain a concern. Additionally, Telegram users face risks from DDoS attacks causing disruptions and increasing attempts to capture account information. As usage of VPNs rises in Russia and data requests spike following CEO-related events, Telegram's ecosystem continues to evolve. Users are advised to stay vigilant against these cyber threats. In recent Ubuntu news, several important security advisories and updates have been released for various components of the Linux kernel and associated software. Security patches have been issued to address vulnerabilities targeting the Linux kernel on Raspberry Pi and other systems, affecting multiple architectures and subsystems. This includes fixing issues in Intel IOTG's Bluetooth implementations, as well as Bluetooth and GPU drivers, which could potentially lead to system crashes or arbitrary code execution. Additionally, updates have been made to address vulnerabilities in the Linux kernel for the Google Kubernetes Engine, GKE, and Azure environments. The X4 file system, network components, and VMware vSockets driver also received security updates to address various vulnerabilities. Significant fixes were implemented for the XPAT library within the XML talk library to prevent potential denial of service or arbitrary code execution via malformed XML data. Vulnerabilities in Intel ASOC drivers and network drivers have also been addressed. Furthermore, Ubuntu has updated Firefox and Thunderbird to ensure browsers and email clients remain secure. Stay tuned for further updates as Ubuntu continues to enhance security across its platforms and subsystems. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to check back next week for our latest cybersecurity episode. Stay safe and stay informed.